Israeli and Palestinian leaders are on their way to Washington for the first direct peace negotiations in nearly 2 years. On both sides, there's scepticism the talks, to be hosted by the US president, will achieve much at all. Indeed, the peace process already appears doomed if Israel resumes its construction of Jewish settlements next month when a moratorium on building expires. The settlements are a major sticking point between the two sides, yet some people have found harmony even in the heart of the problem. Middle East correspondent Anne Barker reports on a supermarket inside one settlement where Arabs and Jews get along just fine.
The supermarket at Shah Binyamin in the West Bank is a rare place indeed. In the same aisle, Orthodox Jewish settlers shop alongside Palestinians and nobody seems to mind. Manager Uzi Sharon believes his store is a lesson in coexistence. Here, I think, is a great example of cooperation and love between Jews and Arabs, he says, something that people need to see in order to understand. Uzi Sharon employs 130 staff, roughly half are Palestinian, the rest come from surrounding settlements. Today, Avi Assis is pricing goods and stocking the shelves. He's a religious Jew from the Adam settlement, and his best mate here is his supervisor, Halaf Basharat, an Arab. We're stronger than mates, he says. We're brothers. Halaf and I discuss everything with each other. If I could invite him home, I would, but it's not allowed. Halaf Basharat lives in the Palestinian village of Jabba. He too sees his Jewish workmate as a brother. In terms of religion, there are no differences, he says. As I know it, I pray, Avi also prays. Halaf Basharat's attitude is at odds with many Palestinians who see all Jewish settlements as an illegal occupation of land they want for a future state. The Palestinian government even wants to ban people like him from working for Israeli companies in the West Bank, which would include the Shah Binyamin supermarket. Halaf Basharat, though, says he's worked alongside Jews for 15 years and wouldn't have it any other way. 6 months ago, I was offered a job in Ramallah, he says, at the same wage, with a pay rise after 5 years, but I didn't take it. So how do men like Halaf Basharat and Avi Assis reconcile their friendship with the broader conflict? Avi Assis says he genuinely wants peace, but not if it means a separate Palestinian state and the removal of settlements. If it's to demand a state of their own, then no, he says. If it's to live together, then yes. I have no problem with that. Halaf Basharat says he doesn't have the answer, but says the supermarket might offer a solution. I'm a simple man, he says. I want peace, but in my opinion, they should take this place as an example of peace, the beginning of peace. This is Anne Barker in Jerusalem for AM.